Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. It's the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. If you just tuned in, we were talking about kind of upping your game a little bit when it comes to your grill for this holiday weekend, and try something new. I think that you'll enjoy it. Speaking about something new, we've got an old friend on the line right now.
He's not as old as me.
I know. Well, me either. But he's been a friend for a long time.
That's right. It's retired Army Major Steve Prince. How are you, pal?
Outstanding. How are you guys?
Have not seen you in a while, and I just enjoy talking to you and seeing how the world's treating you, how you're treating the world. But it's such a I don't know. Memorial Weekend to me is always one of those where I make sure and hit the brakes. Yeah. And I just wanted to encourage our listeners to do the same thing. And I thought you might have, being that you actually were a dean at Western, I believe, and a recruiter and all these things. Let's.
Yeah, I was an instructor. I don't want to take away from anybody that was actually a dean. Yeah, I was an ROTC.
Oh, no, you worked with a guy named Dean. Yeah, that's right. Well, you actually do work with Dean at the ministry.
I work for a dean. That's pretty much the same thing.
There you go. Yeah, and that's Warrior Set Free, but. And that's a cool mission. We appreciated your coming in a few weeks ago and chatting about it. But Memorial Day.
Yeah.
Tell us something.
Well, you know, one thing for those people that aren't in the military or haven't served or, you know, aren't a family member is one thing that this holiday is different for. We're honoring those who died in the service of our country. And I think a lot of times people get confused between Memorial Day and Veterans Day and 4th of July. They're all kind of have a military slant to them.
Right.
But the memorial is for those who actually made the final sacrifice, who died serving our country. And I think about, of course, everything for me is faith first. And even Jesus said, greater love has no man than this, that they lay down their lives for their friends. And when someone signs that contract to serve our country, they're serving everyone in our country, both current and future. So those men and women who made the final sacrifice on the battlefield or even in training, defending this nation, I, even as a veteran, owe them a great debt of gratitude. And for those that didn't serve, it kind of can be a distant thing when you hear about, you know, these men and women that died. But my roommate in college, Sean Grimes, we were at Michigan State from 94 to 97. We lived together in the same house in Lansing. And he got killed in Iraq on March 4th, 2005. And when I think about Sean, I think about our memories. But I also think, you know, he's been gone 18 years to where if things ended up different, you know, he'd probably have a family, he'd probably have kids, he'd probably have a home somewhere near the Detroit area. And just everything that he sacrificed and lost because he swore an oath to defend this country. So it is personal. It's real people who made a real sacrifice to defend a nation that a lot of us take for granted. So it's an important time to pause, enjoy the day off, but remember that this nation is bought and paid for by men and women who paid with their own lives.
That's true, and that should just put a highlight marker or an asterisk, something on your radar that says, okay, when it comes time for elections to come around, I've got to pay attention to this and that. And, you know, who you put in office has a lot to do with all of our lives, whether you're in the military or not, but especially if you're in the military. I mean, you might have somebody that would want to do something stupid like send troops to Ukraine or something like that.
Yeah. And really abuse the, you know, if we don't use
family.
The military correctly, you know, we're not dummies. We figure that out. And some great men and women have left the service just because of the policies and procedures of the politicians that are putting them in harm's way for situations that may or may not be a good idea.
Yeah, and people say, oh, you know, I don't get involved in politics, or I don't, you know, I don't vote, or I don't this and that. Well, that's your choice, but you have to remember that you do have a nation that wants you to love it, and you have a lot of people here that need protection, and we have a way of doing it, and it's called the U.S. military, and we want to make sure it's run by adults, and there's people's lives at stake, and there's your fortune at stake, and many people have already laid down for that. I mean, I think of World War One. There's just a load of World War One movies out there that you can watch if you want to figure out how this holiday started, but you think about the people that have died foolishly. I mean, it's just, war is so stupid. It just, you know, we don't need to do this anymore.
Well, and there's a balance, right? Because we can't leave evil unchecked. Another verse that I always think about, my mom. I wasn't allowed to say the word hate when I was a kid. I was raised in a great home, and we couldn't even say the word hate. But Romans 12:9 says your love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. So when we deploy to destroy evil, that's a worthy cause. And there's a lot of evil in this world, but we need to be very careful of where we go and what we're trying to influence in an effort to defend our own borders and defend our own people. We can't be everything for everyone, and unfortunately, I think that's what our nation has tried to do, is no matter where our interests are, they send the military, and not always for the right reason. I know he wasn't the first person to say it, but I heard Rush Limbaugh say, our military exists to kill people and break their things. We're not nation builders. We're not politicians. We're not, we're not peacekeepers. We're there to, that's why we carry weapons. That's why we have tanks. And,
yeah. And I would
fighter
say
jets. We're not there to, you know, be nation builders.
No.
So
no.
If used properly, the military does a phenomenal job.
Yeah. It's not a social justice warrior campaign thing where you've got to be politically correct or do all these crazy things that people are doing. But it is just there to break things and kill people. And there's a time when you have to do that. And you want to make sure that your morale of the people you're sending out there is as high as possible, because your opponents might be. And the technology and the weapons you deploy and all those things come to mind. But that's why people have to pay attention to their country. And you're absolutely right that that is the only purpose for it. But and the same thing there. If you're paying attention to your country, you might keep those warriors out of harm's way. You might keep them from doing something foolish like getting parachuted into, right now would be Ukraine. I mean, there's a skirmish going on there for a reason. It's not our reason. It's not our fight. And we need to learn to keep our nose out of other people's business. America doesn't have to be the world's police force anymore.
Yeah, all that comes with a price.
Yep.
Even if it's the life of one soldier, sailor, airman, or marine, every life has value.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
100%.
Yeah, so we've got about 20 seconds. Give us a way to get a hold of you for Warrior Set Free.
WarriorSetFree.org or all the social media platforms. We have a lot of videos on YouTube. Unfortunately, they're me talking, but you'll get to a good...
That's all right.
People say that about this show too, Steve.
Our tagline is fighting for those who fought for us.
All right.
This military service comes with a heavy price, and we try and help them.
Well, next time you're in Grand Rapids, give me a call. We'll hook up for dinner or something.
Sounds great.
Okay, all buddy. Right. Take care.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Retired Army Major Steve Prince. What a great perspective this gentleman is giving his life to help those that have helped all of us. And he deserves a
and now lot he of does missionary
there.
Work.
That's right, and he's so humble. But anyway, coming up next, we're going to go up to Rockford, Michigan, to a little place called Herman's Boy, really unique joint, and you're going to like it. Stick with us; we'll be back.